From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A decision today could ban Russia from the Olympics. The group, the IAAF, has upheld its ban on Russia's track and field team for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. The Russian sports ministry says it was notified of the decision by track and field's world governing body, which ruled that the country has not done enough to earn reinstatement. This suspension was imposed in November following a report by a World Anti-Doping Agency commission that alleged state-sponsored cheating, corruption, and cover-ups in Russian track and field. The Russian ministry said it was extremely disappointed by the decision. It appealed to the International Olympic Committee to consider the impact of our athletes' exclusion will have on the dreams and the people of Russia. The IOC meets Tuesday and could overrule the IAAF ban by allowing members of the Russian team to compete. Iraqi Special Forces soldiers recaptured a Fallujah City municipal building from Islamic State fighters Friday after a nearly month-long battle to reach that city's core. Once a stronghold for IS militants, Iraqi forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes have been able to push IS out of the city center, marking a symbolic victory for the coalition forces, that according to Iraq's federal police chief. IS captured Fallujah in 2014, but after heavy fighting over the past month, Iraqi forces have been able to retake nearly half of the city. In this latest offensive, troops entered the city around 6 in the morning and were met by very little resistance from IS militants. An army spokesman said there is a mass flight of Daesh, IS, to the west that explains this lack of resistance. This is VOA News. Russian aircraft have dropped bombs on rebels battling Islamic State in southern Syria, including those supported by the United States, according to a senior U.S. official. This official, who asked not to be identified, said Russian jets had not been active in the location near Al-Tanf along the Syrian border with Iraq or Jordan for some time, which raised serious concerns about the intentions of the Russians. The official said, "We will seek an explanation from Russia on why it took this action and assurances that it will not happen again." Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that he agreed with U.S. proposals to incorporate parts of the opposition into the current Syrian government, saying President Bashar al-Assad accepted that there was a need for a political process. The comments advance Russia's position on Syria and follow a statement by U.S. envoy Stephane de Mistura, who warned earlier this month that there would not be another round of peace talks until officials on all sides agreed on the parameters for a political transition deal ahead of an August 1st deadline. The International Organization for Migration says the discovery of 34 dead migrants in the Sahara Desert this week brings the number of known migrant deaths on the African continent this year to 471. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 120,000 migrants have passed through Niger this year on their way to Europe, yet the only deaths recorded by IOM in Niger are the 34 victims who died after being abandoned by their smuggler this week. The agency says many more people have died from exposure, starvation, or dehydration in the vast Sahara Desert. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA that sexual attacks have been responsible for dozens of deaths.
This indicates terrible abuse of people en route, whether this is just armed men taking advantage of these people or it's part of sex trafficking. I don't really have the details on that. We do know of literally hundreds of women from Nigeria have been forced into prostitution in Libya.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Search teams Friday recovered the second flight recorder of an Egypt airplane from the bottom of the Mediterranean, and that could prove vital in establishing the cause of the crash. Flight MS-804 from Paris to Cairo disappeared from radar screens in the eastern Mediterranean last month, with 66 people on board, and a vast search operation has since scoured swaths of sea off Egypt's northern coast. Investigators said search teams managed to recover the Airbus's flight data recorder, which gathers information. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.